And welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk today as we get a chance now to talk more hoops. And this time it'll be on the ladies' side. It will be the LCCC Lady Golden Eagles going up to Scottsbluff Western Nebraska Community College, as will be in the Cougar Palace coming up Thursday afternoon, 1 o'clock tap time against the NJC Lady Plainsmen. With us is Brian Ortmeier. Well, you know, one of the things is I'm going to get started here, Coach, and Nick posted it. Matter of fact, he posted the bracket on our Wyoming Sports Talk Today site. Former athletic director Scott Noble hit a like there, and I wrote the comment, thank you, Scott, and, you know, in 3 short years. Look at the ladies' program now as it's vying for a Region 9 championship.
And what I had to remind him yesterday as well, too, of, you know, it does fall on Scott Noble, but also, too, of where we're at right now with LCCC Lady Golden Eagles basketball. Also, too, it falls on your shoulders as well, too, of where, again, this historical season where, hey, hosting a playoff season, you know, potential for 20 wins at least coming up. And, again, you're moving on in that Region 9 tournament. Also, too, it goes kudos to you, Coach.
It's a little bit of both. But, again, you know, Scott was instrumental in bringing the program in, bringing you in. And then, again, the rest is history, as Nick is mentioning. So, kind of, it's a happy, emotional time, I guess, over there at LCCC.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great way to put it. I haven't really, you know, once our season, at some point, once it does end, I'll have a little more time to kind of sit back and really reflect on it and kind of look at it that same way. But, you know, with us being in the thick of it, you know, we're still heading into the tournament. Hopefully we got a lot of basketball left ahead of us. But you guys are exactly right. Without Scott, you know, giving me the opportunity to be able to come here and start the program from scratch when they did bring it back 3 years ago, it's been an amazing opportunity. And it's been fun to see where it's come from that first season to now. And like I said, hopefully we have a lot of basketball left to play.
Well, and we're talking about a program that was out of business for about 25 years. So you had to, you know, take the reins real quick, start getting after, you know, going up and down the state and going into Colorado. Now you've had that opportunity to open up different areas. And again, with a situation like the ladies right now vying in this Region 9 tournament, does that open up other areas for you as well, to you and Coach Ronaldo, to take a look at other players?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, we're looking a little more at the international scene this year for recruiting. You know, just again, we keep everything pretty open, whether it's local recruiting. A lot of our neighboring states have some good talent. And then again, also the international scene is something that we look at as well. But I think, again, you hit it right on the head. Same thing with us not having a program for 25 years. There's a lot of catching up you have to do. Because again, when they got rid of LCCC athletics, I would have been roughly about 6 years old. So, you know, again, you miss that stretch of history, tradition, that past that a lot of kids can look up and say, okay, they've had a history of winning for the last 15 to 20 years. That's something, again, we've got to continue to build and establish. So for us to get there as quick as we have, again, we've got to continue to find that consistency from year to year to year. So we're not taking any steps back. But again, it's amazing to see how it's happened so quickly, and it should continue to open those doors.
Again, continue that tradition, or at least start a new one. And again, what we're doing this season, at least what your team is doing, hey, again, it's been, as I've said, historical. We're being able to host your first ever playoff game, now continue on in the Region 9 tournament. And let's talk about that game coming up this Thursday, where at least Region 9 tournament, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, if you want to make it that championship game. So back-to-back-to-back, at least contests you will see potentially. But this is where, you know, a little abnormal for LCCC at this point in time, where you've faced opponents, at least you know what to expect at opponents, especially playing in Region 9 North. Now we have the unknown of, we have not seen this entire season, of NJC, the Lady Plainsmen, coming into town, or at least to Scottsbluff. How worried, again, obviously with film, we got all this technology, you can scout these teams in and out, but you've not played them yet. How kind of worried are you, at least so to speak, of, you know, again, we don't know what to expect of the Lady Plainsmen here.
Yeah, you know, again, I think the best way to put it in perspective is, you've got to beat three really good teams in 3 days. You know, for us to go through this region tournament, we've got to beat three teams that have at least 20 plus wins. Those are probably, you know, if you were taking betting odds, it's probably looking like a path of NJC, Casper, Western Nebraska, if you take all the top seeds. So, again, we'd have to play three very, very quality teams, have to beat all three of them. So again, it's for us and anybody else in the tournament, it's a neutral site outside of playing Western Nebraska. So again, you're shooting at different rims, you're playing in a different facility. You know, we're lucky in that we are one of the closer teams to there, so we don't have to spend a ton of time traveling, whether it's you're traveling back and forth or, you know, all those little things and all those little details. Now, we haven't played in their gym where NJC has had one game. But again, when you look at the crossover, you know, obviously the toughest opponent is Western Nebraska. I think they're probably the favorite heading into the tournament. But, you know, we struggled with McCook, and then we also struggled a little with Otero. So you got to just take your pick and line up and play. And I think personally, when you look at their matchups with us, they start guards that I believe are 5'4", 5'7", 5'8". They go 5'11", and then 5'9" at the low post. So they match up really well with us.
Yeah, I'll say on paper, this is probably one of the better teams that you're going to size-wise match up with. But this is a veteran team, and we talked about it on our postgame show, and I remember when I was putting the starting lineups together here this weekend with NJC, I said, oh, yeah, I remember her. I remember her. So, again, this is a team that puts up about 77 points a game. This, for you, I would assume, is something maybe to your liking. This is going to be a game where you're going to pick them up, put them down, and, again, launch them from beyond the arc.
Yeah, it really comes down to, again, how are the guards going to defend and how are the guards going to shoot the ball. I really believe that's going to be the difference maker in this game. If we can outshoot them and get enough stops, again, kind of contain their point guard, some of their shooting guards, that average anywhere from 14 to 15 points a game, I think, again, it's a team that you can kind of slow down and frustrate. So, personally, like I said, looking at the matchups, you're going to see a good team regardless of who you play, but I think size-wise, and again, just based on how they like to play, it matches up pretty well with us.
You very rarely drop into the zone, a 2-3 zone, very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you may add a little more wrinkle to getting ready for NJC, or are you pretty happy with the man-on-man defense?
Yeah, we're going to use both. You know, again, I don't want to talk too much detail about what our game plan is, but, you know, we did watch them and see how they're going to rotate versus the zone. We watched them kind of how they're going to play against man. They seem to go a little more dribble drive and attack the basket when you're in man, and they seem to stand around a little more when you go zone. But they've got a couple kids that shoot it 35 to 40% from three. So, you know, again, you got to kind of pick your poison a little bit. And I think what you'll probably see is a little bit of both.
Something that we asked Coach Rusty Horsley a few minutes ago, I'll ask you as well, Coach, where, again, coming up this weekend, 3 days in a row of straight contests. Now, these girls at least used to it, at least in their respective states, whether it's regional tournaments or state championship, at least tournaments, they know how to play back-to-back-to-back games. Now, college, obviously, from what we've talked with a lot of them, hey, it's a different beast. It's, you know, where a lot of them are a lot more tired than they were playing in their high school ranks. But how is it that – how are you going to keep this team focused on, hey, we need to focus on here Thursday, 1 o'clock Northeastern, not focus on what could be potential Friday matchup of Casper or that Saturday matchup of, hey, we got to worry about the, you know, Lady Cougars of Western Nebraska. How do you keep a focus on, hey, here's day one, here's game one, this is what we need to do?
Yeah, I think the best way to approach that is that's just kind of how we've approached the last month and a half. You know, again, going back to our trip to Western Wyoming, we talked about the seedings and how, you know, this is our focus. We do this, and then we put ourselves in position here. And then the next game is, okay, now we have this opponent. We have to do this. This puts us here now. So we very much have taken that one-game approach to this point, and that's really all you can do with the tournament because, again, you're not promised the next day at all. So, you know, again, we're going to talk about nothing but NJC. If everything falls into place and we move on to Friday, then we'll look and see what we got ahead of us Friday.
And, again, continue with that NJC theme, and I'll ask you, Coach, of Thursday. Late in the season, bodies might be a little aching, little injuries, maybe flu bug, as we've heard a few teams suffering from sickness, but give us the kind of Blue Cross Blue Shield report for the Lady Golden Eagles of how are we doing overall health?
Yeah, we seem healthy. Again, you hear about the flu going around the school, and I think we've avoided that pretty well to this point. And, you know, in terms of you're always going to have the bumps and bruises, and I would say that's pretty typical for what we're dealing with right now. But everybody's ready to go. Everybody's, I would say, about as close as to 100% as they can be.
You know, as you step onto the floor in the Cougar Palace on Thursday afternoon, and again, you step on the floor with your Lady Golden Eagles, and again, they have been to the high school championships. I'm assuming probably everybody on your team has had some type of state championship experience. But it's a, as Nick mentioned, it's a different beast. You know, as we move now into the collegiate ranks, you yourself, this is going to be, you know, first time, you know, with the LCCC banner, you know, across their chest as they step on the floor. How do you, as a coach, keep those butterflies in check and also try to keep them, keep their emotions in check as they, because again, you know what's going to happen when they get on the floor. Everybody gets excited about this.
Yeah, I would. This is the one way I look at it. I think the game time is going to take a little bit of that away. Just because, again, we've got that 1 o'clock where the first game of the day, again, is during the work day, so it's probably not going to be a huge crowd. So some of that takes a little bit of that pressure and that energy away. I would just be willing to wager that, you know, again, we probably had a little more energy and probably a bigger crowd than what we're going to see on Thursday at home on Friday when we played the last round. So getting through that experience, kind of fighting off a team that's hung with us and having that pressure already, for us at this point, we shouldn't be feeling the pressure. And again, we'll probably try and play that underdog card a little bit because, again, we are one of the lower as a 3 seed. We're playing the 2 and then potentially playing 1 seed. So, again, we shouldn't really have a ton of pressure. And I think, again, with the sophomore leadership that we do have, they're going to be able to carry us through pretty well.
Interesting that you mentioned about Friday night. And again, I was actually more surprised. I know Nick was busy back and forth with the regional tournament, and we had all kinds of things going on. But the crowd really, you know, the campus crowd and parents, relatives, all stepped up to the plate and came out and really supported your Lady Golden Eagles.
Yeah, you always worry about those things with regional tournament going on, high school basketball. You know, again, if you don't have that doubleheader, sometimes that can take away a little bit of your crowd too. So, I was really pleased with the crowd that we had. And, you know, again, I give them a lot of kudos for coming out to support the ladies. And, you know, it'd be great to have that in Scott's Bluff. But again, realistically, you got to look at the game times. But we definitely appreciate the crowd that we did have.
He's stuck with us. That's the best we could do on short notice.
Well, and other entities who might come with us to Scott's Bluff. But, you know, again, at least for LCCC, especially what I've been receiving on social media, where at least people are at least curious about when you're going to be playing, when they can tune in or can attend, where it's going to be at. Right now, where you talked about earlier in this conversation of where we got to get on the map compared to a Casper, Eastern Wyoming, Western Nebraska, all these other teams of Region 9 that have established themselves. At least now with what the season has become or how you've kind of slowly built up the Lady Golden Eagles, you are making that footprint now across the state of Wyoming, across Colorado, the Region 9 area where folks are very curious about what you're doing right here in the city of Cheyenne.
Yeah, and that's just part of the process. Again, it's you continue to build it and it gets stronger, more people are going to take notice and see what we're doing here. So, again, I give a lot of credit to the girls and the work and the time and the effort that they put into it. And, you know, again, we're able to kind of use once they're able to build it up from, you know, again, from the ground up with the players and what they put in place, we're able to kind of use that as we move forward from year to year to year, whether it's recruiting or, again, like you said, just getting on that national scene.
We are talking with head coach Brian Ortmeier, the LCCC Lady Golden Eagles. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more after these words here on 1480 K-Ray.